that you would accomplish. I have perfect faith in you to do everything that you would accomplish. Nothing will be lacking, and you will make complete, and you will not destroy. So here's my promise. Nothing's going to be lacking. You're going to be made complete, and you're not going to have anything destroyed that you love.
Cool.
Now, that's the kind of deal I make if you're willing to go around and share the idea that we're deprived of nothing. So how do you do that? Well, you say then to your brother or sister, this is what you do. Say, the course always tells you what to do. How do I do that? This is what you do. How do I practice what you're saying so that I can have this easy, peaceful life you're talking about? How do I do that? Okay, this is what you do. You say to your brother, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize we will be released together. So this is the way that you bring in this new answer, this new healing. You say, like I look at Chuck and I say, Chuck, I give you to the Holy Spirit. You can say, I give you the love as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. Chuck, in the name of my freedom to love and experience love, in the name of my freedom, Chuck, I choose your release because I recognize that we'll be released to love together. Guess what, Chuck? I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that, and this is a key thing, I know that you will be released unless, and this is the big unless I want to use you to imprison myself. So anybody that you can't release is simply someone that you're using to imprison yourself.
Wow.
And I used to feel like as long as my bodyguard had on a bikini, it was cool. You might be my jailer, but I don't want to leave prison. I want to stay right here with you, jailer. You know, you look great, but you don't want me to have no freedom. I'm in love with my jailer. So, in the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. I recognize that we will be released together, so I choose your release. So how do I get to this world that the Course is talking about where I am deprived of nothing? How do I get to that world that I'm surrounded by love and everything is absolutely safe for me and everything I love? How do I get there? Well, first of all, you mentally or emotionally or physically give each other the message that you are deprived of nothing. Also, what I'll do is I'll say to you as many times as I can silently, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we are going to be recognized. We're going to be released together. See, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now. So he says, will the year begin in joy and freedom? So if you do that, now you've just begun a year in joy and freedom. Now, there's much to do. Sorry, there's much to do, and there's much to do, and we have been long delayed. There's a lot to do, and we've been delaying a long time. Okay, accept the holy instant, accept the healing instant as this year is born, and take your place so long left unfulfilled in the great awakening. So the Course says, accept your happiness, accept your truth, accept the holy instant, and take your place that you've left unfulfilled for such a long time in the great awakening. It's time for you to do your part in the great awakening. It's time for you to do your part in the great awakening. What is your part? Your part is to give out the message mentally, emotionally, or verbally that no one around you is deprived of anything, and you're willing to give everybody to love as part of yourself because you know that they will be released unless you want to use them to hurt yourself. So in the name of your own release, you're willing to give them release by not making any demands that they sacrifice for you. You will be in a world of unlimited abundance. Your bills will start to get paid. Your loving relationships will start to happen. You actually become happy in the physical body, in the physical world, in this physical life if you follow these instructions.
Sounds simple. I believe it.
It was so cool to know that. Yeah, it's so cool to know that that for those who don't believe, that belief is not necessary. You are loved by something that loves you so much that it will give it to you even if you don't believe it. And all I have to do is say, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released for this. I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together, honey. And I want you to know you are deprived of nothing. You're deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. There's nothing missing in you. You're totally whole and complete. Now, you may not be aware of it, but it doesn't change the fact of it. That's all I'm asked to do. And then it says, I like this. Check this next line out. Make this year different by making it all the same. Yeah, you make this year different. Yeah, if you were to make it all the same, if you were to make it all either love or a call for love, if you were to make it all the same, just a message of we are not deprived of anything, this year really would be different. You would be making it different by finally making it the same. I start treating everybody the same. I start practicing the truth on everybody the same. That would be making the year different. Because I guarantee it'll be a different kind of year than the kind I had for making everybody different. Mm-hmm. He says, and that's the same as saying, let all your relationships be made holy for you. That means let all your relationships be made happy for you. Let all your relationships, I love that. Let all your relationships be made loving for you. Let your relationships be made. You've been trying to make your relationships loving. How about allowing your relationships to be made loving for you? That's the question. How about allowing your relationships to be healed for you? He says, this is our will. Amen. Yeah, it is our will. Isn't it our will to have our relationships made loving for us?
Yeah.
Okay, this is our will. Amen.
Wow.
Now, would somebody care to share with me how they feel about what they just heard?
I've got a couple I'm resisting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a, you know, just a couple people that
don't want to do it. It's just a couple of people you don't want to give. Okay. So you want to get past that?
Yeah.
Okay. All you have to do is say, there are two people that I still, a couple of people I still want to imprison myself with. Try that. There's still a couple of people that I want to imprison myself with. There's still a couple of people I want to hurt myself about. There's still a couple of people I want to keep myself broke about. There's still a couple of people I want to keep myself alone about. That's the same as saying, that's like it said, what, in that last paragraph, it said, what, I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. So anybody that I don't want to release is somebody I want to use to imprison myself. So whoever it is you don't want to release is just someone that you still want to imprison yourself with because you are afraid of your own happiness.
Jeez.
And when you are afraid of your own happiness, you make sure it doesn't happen by getting someone that you use to imprison yourself through.
Wow, that's deep.
And so that's why it says, if you want to go to the new world, you say to your brother, I give you to the loving spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released, unless I'm going to be honest with you. I know that you're going to be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. And finally, in the name of my freedom, I'm choosing your release. Finally, in the name of, I pray to be happy now, I choose your release. And I feel so good as I'm saying that, y'all, and I mean it. And it feels so good. And then just more love coming to my life. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm so glad to finally really see this stuff work. Okay. And you don't need that time. You don't need any of the time that it took me to get to that point because I did it for you. That's the way this whole thing works.
Cool.
How did I do it for you? Well, I'm standing up here, and I don't want to use you to imprison myself. I'm standing up here, and I'm saying that you don't deserve to be sacrificed. So without your doing anything, you produce the person that's trying to free you. You know you didn't do nothing. You know you didn't do nothing.
Thank you, Earl.
Right. And the same thing. It's not Earl Purdy ego that you're acknowledging. You're acknowledging the fact that you produced a being in front of you that's telling you that you deserve to be free and you don't deserve to sacrifice. So I would be one of them good them thoughts that you just want to see just grow and grow and grow and grow. So therefore you bombard me with the idea that I'm deprived of nothing. See, then you're giving me back what I gave you. You see me as deprived of nothing. And the promise is that if we do that, then we will experience letting our relationships be made holy or happy for us. And all of a sudden, things in your life